the Arizona Wildcats looked like they were starting to improve, and then things took a turn for the worse in this weekend versus Colorado. 34-0, tough matchup. So we'll be talking about Arizona's woes in the season and what we can expect moving forward for the rest of the season in today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of a Locked On Pac-12 Podcast and making this your first listen of the day. We are free and available on all platforms. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, former Pac-12 student athlete, social media specialist for ESPN. And joining me today is Iron Mike Luke, otherwise known as Michael Luke, yep, from Locked On Wildcats, expert on Arizona Wildcats and one of our favorite co-hosts. Mm-hmm. Michael, it's been a rough patch for your Arizona Wildcats.
And you know what, Cindy? At this point, I think you just got to embrace it. I mean, this is the worst team in Power 5 football. You're going against a Colorado team right there that is just – Colorado's not good. And the U of A is just – they're just bad. I mean, there's really no other way around it. I mean, Colorado is a team that lost, you know, that has not played well all season. And I'm about to – excuse me. I almost said bless you to myself. They're not a good team. And they boat raced Arizona, and especially in that second half where everything just kind of fell apart. I think at this stage in the game, you're looking at a team that not only are they bad, Cindy, I think they're worse than I think a lot of people thought they would coming into the season. And if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a team. And that cliche has certainly played itself out here with the U of A.
Yeah, that was one of the major struggles of the season, who was going to be the starting quarterback. Then it seemed like you had a glimmer of hope. He got injured last week against UCLA. And then going into this week, it was Gunnar Cruz, who we have seen do some decent stuff in that position for the Wildcats, but maybe not enough to pull off at least a score against Colorado. Not even a score.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not even a score. And the problem is, and Gunnar Cruz is out for the season now, so you got another quarterback that's done. But unlike Jordan McLeod, I don't know that this is necessarily a bad thing. Obviously, you never want anybody to get hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was at the game, and a couple Colorado people were asking me, they're like, why does the quarterback throw more horizontal than vertical passes?
Yikes.
And that's never something that you want from your quarterback. But it's true. I mean, you watch him and there's nothing that inspires any kind of confidence from him whatsoever. So he's out. And now you're going to go with Will Plummer, who lost NAU. Not good, but at least Will Plummer throws the ball downfield a little bit. So I'm okay with that. But Cindy, this is just this is about as bad a team as you'll ever cover.
Yeah.
At least at the Power 5 level. They're that team.
Okay. Prior to this matchup, we had been discussing Arizona and how we've seen improvements of their play against teams like UCLA and Oregon. They didn't just roll over and let those teams, you know, walk in and, you know, just win. They literally made those teams work for it.
Mm-hmm.
Against Colorado, it seemed like there was no motivation, the desire to win, and maybe not even the confidence was there, right. But it's kind of confusing in the sense of Colorado was the team that you could at least have a chance against.
Right,
and
for sure.
It does not seem like they played like they had a chance.
Right. They didn't play like they had any – yeah. And, you know – throughout the game, you're thinking to yourself, okay, if Arizona can just kind of hang in there, stay close, maybe it could happen. But, you know, Cindy, watching the game, I thought to myself, and I thought very early on, that Colorado's got more talent than the U of A. And not only do they have more talent, they have significantly more talent. And I think that's the issue that we're at play here, is that they had significantly more talent than the U of A. And they just looked like the better team. And again, this is a Colorado team that came in averaging 8 points a game on offense. And you know, if that game were to go on another two quarters, it would have been 60-0. You never got the sense that Arizona was going to get anything going, and you felt, especially in the second half, that this was a Colorado game, and Colorado hasn't had a ton of games this year where you said, aha, that's a Colorado game.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah. Well, it seems like they might have gained a little momentum with that win, you know, shutting out a team 34-0, especially a Pac-12 team, even if it is just Arizona. A Pac-12, that was their first Pac-12 win. So in that sense, it's a notch on their belt, I guess. Maybe we'll see them be motivated against their game, for their game against Cal, another team that's not necessarily doing the greatest of things in the Pac-12 right now, but, you know, got to notch it as a possible win. An option for Colorado. As right. far as Arizona goes, moving forward with the rest of this season, your thoughts, is it just survive and do whatever you can, or is there a hope to at least get one win in this season?
Hey, I don't see it. I think we're going to go into the offseason with a 20-something game losing streak, Cindy.
No, that's so hurtful.
I know, yeah. I know you don't. I know nobody wants to say that, but – I mean, you've watched enough now to say, do you see a win this year?
Yeah. See, every time I try to have a little hope for them, it just fell apart. And I think this was the weekend I just knew, like, okay, this is the weekend we're going to see them step up, get that win, and get things going. Because out of the rest of the opponents, I'm not 100% sure that they can actually do it. But something tells me though that they're going to find a way to play really, really well against a team we didn't expect for them to be. Mm-hmm. The way the Pac-12 has been this whole season, very chaotic, a lot of upsets, a lot of moments like, wow, did not see that coming. And I can see Arizona contributing to that narrative. I don't know against who, and I'm not sure, like, you know, how, but I definitely can see that happening.
Right, for sure. I just don't know, because with Arizona, Cindy, there's just such a small margin for error.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really, you know, everything has to be done perfectly. You know, if you throw an interception, the game's probably over. If you don't get a touchdown when you should get a touchdown, game's probably over.
Yeah.
You don't like look back and say, okay, we got an opportunity here, we got an opportunity there. There just really isn't any of that in play right now. And I think that's the problem. And it's going to take a while for this team to get to that level there. I mean, this is a team that's quite a ways off, Cindy, from being good.
Okay, that's fair. You're giving us the fair assessment. I will say this.
Trying to.
I would say Michael is an actual fan of the Wildcats, so I'm sure this is tough on him, but he is being fair and giving us what we need to hear. So,
we want to keep it real.
And that's all we ask. That's all we ask. Okay, coming up next, we will discuss the game previews for UCLA versus Oregon and Colorado versus Cal. Good matchups to look forward to this weekend. Mm-hmm. Maybe some, you know, throwaway games, but it is what it is. For those of you that may struggle with sweating issues and, you know, can't find a product that works for you and really helps you improve in that area, then I have a product for you. It's called Sweat Block. Specifically, they're Sweat Block wipes. They are meant to stop excessive sweating for up to 7 days per use. They're doctor created, doctor recommended, and they're dry shirt guaranteed. So if Sweat Block doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. That's always a good plus. It's not just for your armpits. It's for your chest, your back, your feet, your hands. You can use it anywhere, and I mean anywhere, that sweats. So, you know, we've been talking about this product for a while, and I've kind of given you my background on using it and how it's worked for me. But just in case that you don't trust what I'm telling you, we do have testimonies from real life people. And more recently, a high school teacher, you know, shared her story about how, his story about how he would pit out by fourth period.
Pit out, yes.
And he'd hear the snickers and whispers from the students. So he started bringing a second shirt to change in between classes. And then he heard about Sweat Block on one of our programs and he tried it. And now he's hooked. He has no more embarrassment in front of his students. And, you know, like, kids can be tough, especially in that high school world. So if it worked for him, I'm sure it'll work for you. It's worked for me. Like I said, you can try it out. Get 20% off today at sweatblock.com with the promo code Locked On or at Amazon and CVS. Yeah, the sweating thing is, it can be an issue. So especially in front of high schoolers, I wouldn't want to deal with that.
No, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. You know what? Game recognized game. Get yourself some sweat block.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so UCLA versus Oregon is happening this weekend. And it's actually one of the bigger games of the college football world right now, because College Game Day will be at the game and will be set up out in front of the Rose Bowl, giving their predictions on, you know, all of college football this weekend. Now, the UCLA versus Oregon matchup for this weekend, as far as their standings go, Oregon is in a space where they have lost one game against the Pac-12 team, and that's Stanford. And then UCLA is still in the mix of trying to salvage and fight for that Pac-12 South title. They both have a lot on the line right now. I think before, Oregon probably felt like they were a shoo-in to win the North. And I think we all thought that until that loss from Stanford came. And so now the North is kind of up for grabs too, leaving my Washington State Cougars a chance to try to fight for it. Right. So for you, right off the bat, when you're just thinking about these two teams, they both are very talented, both have started off their seasons really well. How do you choose?
Gosh. So are we talking UCLA, Oregon right now?
Yes.
Well, you know, Cindy, UCLA is a weird team, because going into the season, I thought to myself, and, you know, after the LSU game, I'm like, wow, this team's talented.
Right.
I mean, they're pushing UCLA. They're pushing an LSU team around out there that you generally don't, you know, you generally don't see. Well, come to find out, LSU sucks, and their coach is going to be gone after the season. So maybe that was a little bit of fool's gold. Right. Oregon, conversely, is also interesting, because they go into the horseshoe. They beat Ohio State. They look incredibly good doing it. And then they play Arizona, and that game's in doubt in the fourth quarter. And then after that, you play Stanford and you end up losing to Stanford.
Yep. So, and then just this weekend, the game against Cal was kind of shaky as well. So I have a question to go along with that. Is it a matter of them playing down to teams, or that they're just not?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I also don't think that they're that good. I mean, they're good. I mean, it's not like they're – you know, it's not like they wouldn't – I almost said it's not like they wouldn't beat Arizona. I mean, they already have. But I don't know that – I just don't know that they're that good. And their quarterback play has always been a little bit shaky this year. And I think UCLA's got a real chance to pull an upset here. I do. Okay. But, again, who really knows with UCLA what you're going to get?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to get from the Bruins, and I don't think really anybody does know. This is kind of a crossroads game, because if Chip Kelly wins this game, then I think that if you're a UCLA fan, you got to be pretty happy saying, okay, we're going in the right direction. If he doesn't win this game, it looks like another mediocre season, and you start wondering, what exactly are we doing here? I'm actually going to go with UCLA on this one. No clue, no reason why. I just think they're going to win this game.
I will say that UCLA, well, for one, you have the Chip Kelly versus Oregon dynamic. Like, that's, you know, even though it, at this point, it's what, Chip's third season at UCLA?
Fourth season at UCLA.
Yeah. So it's kind of like old at this point, but it still seems to be something that they continue to bring up, because obviously the, you know, era that he was at Oregon, he had a championship run, and, you know, he hasn't had that same success at UCLA. This season has probably been the closest thing he has had to that. And I will say that I think UCLA is probably the more impressive team going into this matchup this weekend. Would I have said that at the start of the season? Probably not. But we've seen some great things from their run game, Zach Charbonnet, Britton Brown. They've been impressive week in and week out. Then you even have DTR, who may not always do what we need to see from the passing game. I think that Brian was raving about him as a quarterback ahead of the season. And again, I think a lot of the quarterbacks, the teams, have not lived up to what we expected, you know, going into the season.
That's fair.
But I do think that DTR can make plays. He is on the board for rushing as well. He gets in the end zone. And so I don't think this is a team where Oregon's just going to walk right over them. I don't think Oregon's able to walk right over anybody at this point.
Well, the Arizona game, I think, proved that. If you can't walk over Arizona at this point, then I think you got to wonder about that. Yeah, but like I said, I think whoever wins this game, I almost kind of wonder, are you the best team in the Pac-12 then? I mean, it kind of feels like, you know, maybe this is where the rubber meets the road. Is that the term?
I mean, it gets a little tricky because now Utah is actually the only team standing that has not lost to a Pac-12 team. And so they're kind of leading the Pac-12 South. If it came down to a tiebreak between them and ASU, Utah would win out. Mm-hmm. Now, will that continue for the rest of the season?
That's a great question.
Right. So these are things that we need to figure out and probably won't figure out within, you know, until a few more weeks. But slowly things are starting to unravel and teams are starting to take their place. I think USC is completely out of the running for the Pac-12 South title at this moment. I do think it's down to UCLA, ASU, and Utah.
Yes, I would say that. I think those are the teams, and I would be stunned if any team other than those teams snuck in there and did that. I think you're spot on there.
Yeah, 100%. Right. Okay, well, coming up next, we'll move on to the North and talk about Colorado versus Cal. Maybe not as much of an exciting game, but a game that still needs to be discussed coming into the, you know, North. So before we get into that, though, I want to help you all save some money, and the best way to do that is with rockauto.com, okay? Whenever you feel like you have all this money saved up or you're doing well right now, your car always seems to break down. It never fails. I know that happens to me. And so it can be very expensive to replace parts, to get anything fixed. RockAuto.com is trying to help you in that area, okay? You can save time and money when using Rock Auto. They are a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. They're reliably low for every customer, not just, you know, auto body people. If the every regular day person, they have great sales for you. They have everything you can need from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now, and you can see all the parts available for your car or truck, and write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" section so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. And then if you do want to make some money so that you can pay for your, you know, Rock Auto parts, go ahead and head on over to betonline.ag. Later on, Michael Luke is going to give you a Luke's lock of the day so that you can use that over at BetOnline, okay? BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive their 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline is where the game starts. Okay, so Michael, Colorado versus Cal. Again, not the sexiest game of the weekend.
That's fair.
Not the most exciting by far, especially when it comes to the Pac-12 right now. These two teams are pretty much, you know, a few of the lowest teams behind Arizona. Mm-hmm. And they're both kind of searching for opportunities to win.
Right.
Colorado just was able to get their first win against Arizona. Cal has struggled, you know, for the last few weeks to secure a win. So at this point, who do you take? Cal has, you know,
Cal's weird because, like, you keep waiting. I like Justin Wilcox, the coach, mm-hmm. but you keep waiting for them to kind of make that move, and they haven't really been able to make that move. Now, maybe Cal's just the program that's kind of stuck in that no man's land where, you know, what, you're always going to be kind of that, I don't know, that 6-6, 7-5 type team. But other than that, I look at it and they should be better. Now, the line perplexes me a little bit because they're 10.5 point favorites over Colorado. That surprises me a tad. I look at that and I think to myself, what am I missing? And generally when you look to yourself and you say, why, what am I missing here? Go with the team that doesn't make any sense, because mm-hmm. Vegas probably knows more than you do on that one. Well, Vegas knows more than everybody on this stuff. Yeah. So, I think Cal is going to win that game, and I think they're going to win it easily. But I will say the line throws me off there a little bit, Cindy. But it also has to do too, because Colorado's just not good. I saw it close. Granted, it was 34-0. Colorado beat Arizona, but I think that was far more of an indictment on Arizona than it was on Colorado.
Okay, so the outside world, you know, other conferences are always talking about how bad the Pac-12 is, how chaotic it is, there's no good teams. With how the season has gone so far, do you feel like that narrative is true, or is it more that, you know, Pac-12 is full of teams that may not be just straight out dominant, or they're so competitive with each other that it's hard to have one clear winner every weekend?
I think that it's a great question. I think that everybody's kind of in the same boat. I just don't think there's a great team, but I think you could say that about college football. You know, you look in the Big Ten, I know everybody's scared of Iowa or Michigan or Michigan State. I've watched them. I always come away thinking these are kind of slow teams. I think in the Pac-12, I think you've got a bunch of solid teams, but there's certainly not one that you look at and you're scared by. I think for a little while, people thought maybe that would be Oregon, but that's not really the case. I mean, they're good, but there's nothing really more than that. So to answer your question, that's kind of what I think. I don't think that there's a team in there that's great. I think it's just a bunch of kind of middling teams beating each other up.
Yeah. Unfortunately for us, that means not as much national attention, especially when it comes to college football playoffs, and that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But you know what? The end of the day, you know what? It's just our job to talk about it. It's their job to play. We need better stuff out of them, Cindy.
That is true. That is true. We have to demand better from the athletes out there and the
coaches. It'd be nice if I knew an ESPN person, ESPN worker that might be able to put something out there and say that we need the Pac-12 to step up a little bit, maybe use a little bit of your gravitas.
I can only do so much. I do not have that authority just yet. Okay.
All right, Cindy, you're only one woman. We're going to work on it though.
That's all I'm saying. Okay, Michael. So you have to give us a Luke lock of the day, of the week.
All right. Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I'm looking at it right now, and I like San Diego State with 4 points against Air Force. I know that's random. It's not Pac-12, but you know what? You want a lock? That's where I'm going.
Okay, I'm not mad at it. Look, it's okay. We're going to switch it up every now and then, okay? For sure. Right? Pac-12 is a little hard to lock anything anyway, so right. I'm here for it.
For sure.
Thank you so much, Michael. As always, we appreciate your expertise. Mm-hmm. And your favorite time of the year is right around the corner now, basketball season. We will be talking with you a lot more about your men and women's basketball teams at Arizona. Good. And I'm sure that'll be a brighter spot for you to talk about.
For sure. Very much so.
Okay. You guys can make sure you check out Locked On Wildcats and Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And then you can follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, at Locked On Wildcats, or is it LO_Wildcats?
LO_Wildcats.
LO_Wildcats. And then you can follow Michael Luke on Twitter at @IronMikeLuke. And then @_CindyRobinson for me. Other than that, thank you for making Locked On Pac-12 your first listen of the day. Now go make one of our other conference shows the second listen of your day. We have Locked On SEC, Locked On ACC, and Locked On Big 12, keeping you up to date with everything going on with those conferences. So make sure you check them out. Also check out the YouTube channel. Locked On Pac-12 podcast is on there, as well as the other conference shows. Other than that, make sure you continue to stay Locked On Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.